The Stonewall National Monument is the first LGBTQ national monument dedicated to the birthplace of the modern lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer civil rights movement. The Stonewall Inn is a bar here in Greenwich Village and was the scene of an uprising against police repression that led to a key turning point in the struggle for the civil rights of LGBTQ Americans. In a pattern of harassment of LGBTQ establishments, the New York City Police raided the Stonewall Inn during the early hours of the morning on Saturday, June 28, 1969. The reaction of the bar's patrons and neighborhood residents that assembled in the street was not typical of these kinds of raids. Instead of dispersing, the crowd became increasingly angry and began chanting and throwing objects as the police arrested the bar's employees and patrons. Reinforcements were called in, and for several hours they tried to clear the streets while the crowd fought back. Protesters uprooted parking meters, trashed the police inside the bar, lit fires, and pelted the police with coins and rocks. LGBTQ New Yorkers and their allies gathered outside of Stonewall for the next several nights, demanding that they be able to live their lives free of discrimination. The initial raid and the riot that ensued led to 6 days of demonstrations and conflicts with law enforcement outside the bar, in nearby Christopher Park, and along neighboring streets. At its peak, the crowds included several thousand people. Half a century later, these events are credited with catalyzing the modern LGBTQ rights movement. In fact, if you've ever been to New York's Pride celebration in June, you know this is the ultimate rallying point. The events of Stonewall, as the uprising is most commonly referred to, marked a major change in the struggle for homophile rights. In the U.S., with lesbian women, gay men, bisexual, and transgender people beginning to vocally and assertively demand their civil rights. Stonewall is regarded by many as the single most important catalyst for the dramatic expansion of LGBTQ civil rights movement. The riots inspired LGBTQ people throughout the country to organize, and within 2 years of Stonewall, LGBTQ rights groups had been started in nearly every major city in the U.S. Stonewall was, as historian Lillian Federman wrote, the shot heard around the world because it sounded the rally for the movement. The Stonewall National Monument permanently protects Christopher Park, which was transferred from the city of New York to the federal government in preparation for this designation. However, the monument's boundary is wider, encompassing the two Stonewall buildings at 51 and 53 Christopher Park, and other streets and sidewalks where the Stonewall riots took place in 1969. President Obama announced the designation of the Stonewall National Monument on June 24th of 2016, following campaigning by New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, U.S. Representative Gerald Nadler, the National Parks Conservation Association, Community Board 2, Village Preservation, and other local individuals and advocacy organizations. The designation came in the wake of the mass shooting at Pulse, a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, just a few weeks prior, the deadliest attack on a gay target and one of the largest mass killings in American history. In 2019, the Stonewall Inn served as the destination for the largest New York Pride March ever, with more than 4 million attendees. It was the 50th anniversary of the riots, and it was a pure celebration to see just how far the movement has come.